what God then called and told you to do. Amen, somebody. Is it in the book? Amen. This good preaching. Preach, son. For you know what charges and precepts we gave you on the authority and by the inspiration of the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, that you should be consecrated, separated, and set apart for pure and holy living. Thank you, Lord. That you should abstain and shrink from all sexual vice. That each one of you should know how to possess, control, and manage his own body in consecration, purity, separated from things profane, and honor, not to be used in the passion of lust like the heathen, who are ignorant of the true God and have no knowledge of his will. That sounds like the time we in. That no man transgress or overreach his brother or defraud him in this matter or defraud his brother in business. For the Lord is an avenger in all things, as we have already warned you solemnly and told you plainly. For God has not called us to impurity, but to consecration, to dedicate ourselves to the most holy purity. Let me help us, saints, as we not only pray, but we fast. Now, if you're on medication, I'm going to tell you, your fast ought to be 2-3 hours in the Word when we do a food fast. But I'm going to tell you how to walk with power. It's not easy. But when you fast and pray, it adds another dimension of power to your life. Some strongholds that you're still battling, hard to break free from, is simply because you won't fast. That flesh is so strong. You got to understand, when you're eating food, it strengthens the carnal. That's why we think of the word carnage and carnal. It's the same thing. It's flesh. But when you push back the plate and begin to say, I'm not going to eat for 24 hours. I'm not going to eat for 72 hours. I'm not going to eat for 7 days. What happens is your body and those carnal cravings get weak, and that spirit man now comes alive. And as you feed that spirit man the word, now you got some power to not only abstain from things in the world, but you got power and influence in the world. Amen. By the spirit, the higher law. The spirit man is the higher law. Amen. See, that's a good test when we think about how carnal we are. Can we give up a meal? You know how powerful food is? It's the one vice that's allowed. It's okay even in the church. We might talk about, you know, fornication and drinking and clubbing, but we'll go glutton. Now, don't mess with my food. Amen. But when we go to fasting and praying, listen, that's why every time the nation got in trouble, they called for a time of consecration, fasting and prayer. Go back and study. Whenever Israel got, even in this chapter, in Esther chapter 4, they was about to be destroyed. They said, okay, we're going to fast for 3 days without food or water. They were serious. That's an absolute fast. I've never done a food or water 3-day fast. Amen. Absolute fast. Why? Because of the situation going on at that time. But saints, when we get serious and we start fasting and praying, now the show is over. Now you're really talking about having power. That's why it wasn't one or two people doing it. He said, tell all the Jews to do it. And me and all my maids, we're going to do it too. And don't you know God didn't take her life? Don't you know they changed that edict? People say this can't be changed, that law. That's a lie. Amen. That's for folks who won't do nothing. All you got to do is stand up. Amen. You stand up and you get God involved. That's why he said, if my people who are called, you need is a group of folks, a remnant that says we can. Amen, somebody. Amen. We getting out of here. Amen. So we should be found living righteously in an unrighteous world. James chapter 4 verse 4 says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world. This is a dangerous here now, a dangerous one. Because many times we want to be accepted by the world. Everybody want to be accepted. Let me help you. When you get saved, you're accepted by the one that counts. Jesus says you've been accepted in the beloved. If Jesus loves you, that's all the love you need, baby. Amen, somebody. And if you're in a real church, amen, they're going to love you too. Amen. Because Jesus ought to be in them. Amen. So you love by Jesus, who is God himself, and you love by the people of God. Amen, somebody. You don't need the love of the world. Amen. Think about it. When most stars, y'all remember Whitney Houston? Whitney Houston could sing. Boy, y'all know who remember. She could sing, you know, went all the way up. But boy, she started fooling with them drugs and went down. Then what they started doing? Talking about Whitney. It's the same thing. That's how the world do you. The world celebrates your gift and then spits you right out. But when you accept it by God and you know that God loves you, that's the only one you ought to want to please. Amen, somebody. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Am I in the book, James 4:4? You can't be both at the same time. You either going to be all the way with God or you're going to be all the way in the world. You either going to be hot or you're going to be cold. Can't be lukewarm. Amen, somebody. You either got to be about it, as young folks say, or you not about it. Amen, somebody. How many folk want to be about it? Amen. How many that made up in their mind that Jesus is Lord? I heard one hand clap and seen many hands. But I want to see somebody other than this brother here who say, look, I'm going to be about it with the Lord. Amen, somebody. Somebody ought to shout in this place. Somebody ought to shout and say, I'm going to be about it. Amen, somebody. Jesus was by himself at 12 years old and said, I'm going to be about my Father's business. I'm just going to preach today. Somebody's saying, oh, these folk don't mean this. Listen, you better not worry about these folks. You better worry about you. Amen, somebody. That's another trick of the enemy. You start worrying about what other folk. Look, I ain't worried about none of y'all. Hilton, as for me, amen, as best I can say, me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. Amen, somebody. I hope you come with me. I love you. Amen, somebody. But I'm not going to be held back by you. Amen, somebody. I made up in my mind when the trumpet sound, Hilton going to go up. If I need to repent, if I need to get it right with you, amen. I know this for a fact. Amen, somebody. Don't let no sin hold you. Amen, somebody. You better let it go. Oh, God. Let it go in advance. Before it even happened, Father, I let it go. Thank you. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout in this place. Hallelujah. I'm talking about some rapture-ready folks. Hallelujah. That know they're going back. I'm glad for the blessed hope. Amen, somebody. Yeah, I'm going to enjoy down here. I'm blessed down here. Amen, somebody. Going to win souls down here. But when you're ready to take me, I'm going to go up there. Amen, somebody. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. He's telling you who you are. A holy nation. Amen. Tell somebody, I must live righteously in an unrighteous world. Why? Because you're chosen, baby. You're a chosen generation. You're royalty. You're holy. You're peculiar. You're not supposed to look like the world. Amen. We fight to look like the world. Amen. I want to be sexy and hot like the world. No, you're supposed to be holy. And when God fulfill you on the inside, you ain't worried about comparing with folks on the outside. Amen, somebody. I ain't trying to be Donald Trump. Amen, somebody. I ain't trying to be Bill Gates. Amen. If the Lord want to bless me, thank you, Lord. Amen. But I'm going to keep living with God. Keep my morals pure. Amen, somebody. By his grace. Amen. So you got to throw that in there. Amen, somebody. It's by his grace. Amen. But you at least got to be on the field. Amen, somebody. Praise God today that you would show forth the praises of him. That's what we should be doing. Show forth his praises. Amen. Tell somebody, if you're a man, say, I'm God's man. If you're a woman, say, I'm God's girl. And say, I'm so proud about it. Amen. My kids don't like me to use them in illustrations, so I won't do it. Amen, somebody. But they understand. Amen, somebody. You got to be proud of who God has made you to be. Amen, somebody. There's always a tug to be like the world. Amen. Listen, the only way to be real secure is to get all the way wrapped up in Jesus. Because there's always going to be some insecurity. But when you're with the Lord, you can remind yourself, the Lord loves me. And his love is not conditional about how much weight I have and how I look, amen, and what I got and don't got and what I will get. No, he loves me because of who I am, whether I got somebody or don't have somebody. I got the Lord, amen, somebody. And when you put your focus and attention on him, he says, seek ye first. Yeah, the kingdom of righteousness and all these other things, he'll add to you. The thing is, where's your focus? If your focus on all these things will become your God. We just gonna preach it out. Amen, somebody. I'm just trying to help you. Amen. Tell your neighbor, get your mind right. Get your mind right. Because when you get your mind right, then God can add to you. Chasing after too many things. Amen. I got my angels with me. Amen, somebody. Tell them it's tight, but it's right. See, folk don't love if they don't tell you the truth. Amen, somebody. And you know when somebody trying to hurt you when they're not. Amen, somebody. And you know when the truth just hurt because it's the truth too. Amen, somebody. And I tell you from my heart, I tell you this in love. Amen, somebody. See, what do you have to lose? I wonder what we live like if we knew the date of our death. What would we do if you knew the specific date you were going to die? I thank God I don't know. That would be depressing to me. I don't want to know the exact date. Let me just live every day to please Jesus. Let me live every day full of the Holy Ghost. I don't want to know the date. But God, I'm going to do what you called me to do. I'm going to love people in spite of. Help me, Lord. Witness to the lost. Amen. We were out witnessing yesterday, and I thank God, Brother Martin, let me take his son with me. Me and him went witnessing. We met these two ladies, amen, and you could just see the anointing there ministering to him. And I was glad that this young man was there to see that. That's going to be in his head. I thought about it. As I'm ministering to him, I'm thinking about the impression it's making. He's going to be able to see God work on somebody. And that's going to stick with him at a young age. I watched as this minister to these strangers, and they opened up to the presence of God. We got to raise up our children the way they should go. What's the way they should go? The kingdom way. Amen, somebody. Not Jay-Z them way. Amen, somebody. Not all that other stuff, but the kingdom way. Amen, somebody. That means you got to take it out your CD player. That means you got to change it off your television. Amen, somebody. How do you got to inspect the Facebook. Well, they're going to lock me up now. Amen. 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 I'm just trying to help you. We like the baby folk. See, sometimes you baby somebody to the point to where now they can't grow. Because what we're really doing, we don't realize that's idolatry. When you love somebody more than you love God. Last time I checked, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when you love somebody more than you love what God has said, that's idolatry. You putting them above the Word. Woo! We're going to have to get out of here. Amen. But I tell you, if you receive it, amen, God going to bless you. That's why I say, know me outside the pulpit, amen. Know when the anointing is on me, amen. But know me outside the love you, amen, somebody. But you need to hear this. And not only hear, but receive it. Then go tell somebody else. The temptation is, oh, well, they got on me. I guess I'll leave now. Amen, somebody. Well, you're going to have to learn a lesson again some kind of way. You know, God going to make sure you get it if you stay with him. Amen, somebody. And they preach much harder than this to us. Amen, somebody. But I wanted God. Amen, somebody. Praise God. Let me get out of that. Amen. The last thing is, what do we have to lose and what should we be doing? The first thing, we ought to be evangelizing often. The second thing is we got to live righteously in an unrighteous world. But lastly, we got to vote the Bible and not our emotions. People say, why you keep dealing with voting? Because I know the times and seasons we're in. This next candidate is going to be very important. We can't vote our emotions, saints. Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. In other words, be known for standing for God and not your pocketbook. Many times we vote the benefits. Who gonna look out for me? Let me tell you who gonna look out for you. God. He's always been the one looking out for you. So don't you switch up now. Amen, somebody. God always been the one. Amen. Okay, who get in the White House? God is the one. So then vote the Bible. Amen, somebody. And then you have to research these candidates to know who's standing for the Bible. Amen. The Bible says you know them by the fruit. So just because somebody say something don't mean they're going to do it. Amen, somebody. But you'll know it when you see it. Amen, somebody. Let me help you. You know what you're seeing now. Amen. Somebody heard me. Amen. I'm standing the guidelines. Amen. I tried to help him in 08. Come on, son. Keep preaching. Daniel 3:15-18. Now, when you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipe, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, hear this now, very good. But if you do not worship it, you'll be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace, that when God will be able to rescue you, then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? Verse 16. But that was three proud boys, amen, that knew God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves or defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God who we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hands. I like this. But even if he does not, see, that's faith right there. See, we like to see faith in the going, you know, faith for deliverance. Yeah, sometimes you have faith in delivering you. But listen, you ought to have faith going through it too. Amen. Saying, God, I'm going to believe you regardless. Amen, somebody. He said, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of your God you have set up. Let's not sell out to fit in. Stand for truth. Stand for God's word. And sometimes it's hard to be the black sheep. For lack of a better term, it's hard to be that one that's different. But I'm telling you, if be different means being for God, you want to be different. That's what these three young men did, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They say, listen, everybody else going to bow down and play the music. Everybody else going to do what everybody said. Do you not? I'm going to stand for God. If it's just the three of us, we're going to stand for God. Don't you know God delivered them out of that furnace? Even when they turned the heat up,